You're listening to WWBC Coco, Merritt Island, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI Coco, Rockledge, 94.7 FM, W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm Bay, Indian Atlantic, Indian Harbor, Satellite Beach, 100.7 FM, and W260CL, Coco, 99.9 FM.
Hello and welcome to another installment of the Hour of Power Radio Program, hosted by Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr. We're glad you could join us this morning as we delve into the Word of God. So prepare your hearts, prepare your minds, and grab a Bible. Now here's your host, Pastor Thomas Robinson Jr.
Hello and welcome once again. You are listening to Kingdom Sounds, a radio broadcast ministry of Victory International Praise Ministries. We are located at 250 North Babcock Street in Melbourne, Florida. Our pastors are Pastor Thomas and Teresa Robinson. We welcome you and invite you to join us Sunday mornings at 11 a.m. or Tuesday evenings at 7 p.m. Today, we're going to look at the Word of God in Philippians 2. We're talking from the topic, Give Me a New Mind. Give me a new mind. If I were to ask a question today and ask you, what type of mindset? Where is your heart set? What would you say? The Bible in Philippians 2 tells us plainly we can have the mind of Christ. It is God's will for you and I to have the mind of Christ. Let's take a look at the Word of God. Father, today I pray for each and every listener and myself that we would receive strength and encouragement from the truth of your word, that the truth of your word would take the preeminence in our life, that the truth of your word would break down any strongholds in our mind and in our ways of thinking. And we do pray and we ask, Father, your grace and anointing upon the word. Help us to be open, open our hearts and minds and ears. Give us the ears to hear you today. I do pray and I ask in Jesus' name, amen. Let's go right into the Word. We're going to look at Philippians 2. Let's read verses 1 through 11. The Scripture says, if there be therefore any consolation in Christ, if there is any comfort of love, if there is any fellowship of the Spirit, if there are any bowels and mercies, fulfill ye my joy that you be like-minded, having the same love, being of one accord, being of one mind. Let nothing be done through strife or vain glory, but in lowliness of mind, let each esteem other better than themselves. Look not every man on his own things, but every man look also on the things of other. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. That's our key verse, verse 5. Let's continue. Who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but he made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, and he became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God has also highly exalted him, this man Jesus Christ, and given him a name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. So I went ahead and read the first 11 verses. We're keying in on verse 5. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. So our topic today is our prayer. Lord, give me a new mind. Give me a new mindset. Give me a new heart set. Give me the mind of Christ. So I opened up saying we can have the mind of Christ. It's the will of the Father that we have the mind like Jesus. That's God's will for us. We can have it. So let's look and ask another question. What type of mind did Christ have? So in the scriptures, we read verses 1 through 4. It describes the mind of Christ. Let's go back and dissect today. What does the mind of Christ look like? Okay. The mind of Christ. Verse 3. The mind of Christ is a mind that is humble, a mind that operates out of a spirit of humility. It's not a mind that is full of strife. It's not a mind that's full of vainglory. It's a mind that's a mind of lowliness, humbleness. I humble myself. Why? So that Christ is exalted. So it's a mind that operates in humility. I want the mind of Christ today. I pray, God, give me a new mind. Give me a mind that operates in humility, that will humble itself. What is it humbling itself to? To the will of the Father. It's humbling itself to the Word of God. It's humbling itself to our leaders, our spiritual leaders, our accountability, our pastors, our leadership. It's humbling itself to those in authority over us, those that have rule over us. God, give us the mind of Christ today, a mind that is lowly, humble. I want to say the mind of Christ is not prideful. The mind of Christ in verse 3 says, let each esteem other better than themselves. The mind of Christ is not prideful. The mind of Christ is not puffed up. The mind of Christ is not arrogant. But the mind of Christ is concerned about others. The mind of Christ chooses to esteem others higher than itself. The mind of Christ is compassionate. It's concerned about you. It's concerned about me. It's concerned about others. The mind of Christ is not focused on me, 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 me. That's not the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ is full of love, is full of compassion, is full of concern. Verse number 4, the mind of Christ does not look and is not focused only on its own things. The mind of Christ is not self-centered. The mind of Christ is not self-absorbed. The mind of Christ is not self-focused. The mind of Christ is seeking after the things of others. How may I serve? How may I help? How may I assist? How may I support? The mind of Christ is a mind that gives. The mind of Christ is a giving heart. And when we speak of the mind, we speak of the heart, and we don't speak of the heart that pumps blood. We don't speak of the natural heart that serves its purpose, but we speak of the mind, the heart, the control center of man is the mind of man. That is what we need, the Lord, the mind of Christ. That is the seat of our heart. The control center of you and I is our mind. So when we speak of a mindset, when we speak of a heart set, it is our mind that we speak of, the recesses of our mind. What lurks there in the recesses of our mind? The Bible contrasts. It says, let the mind of Christ be in you. The mind of Christ serves, doesn't seek its own, but it serves. The mind of Christ yields. How does it yield? It yields to the will of the Father, yields to the Word of God. It allows God to be in full control. The mind of Christ allows the Lord to have His way. The mind of Christ allows the Lord, His will be done. The mind of Christ is this type of mind. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. The mind of Christ. God, give me a new mind today. I need the mind of Christ. The mind of Christ is available to you and I. The mind of Christ is a mind that is has the ability to shift our perspectives back to God's perspectives. The mind of Christ is surrendered to the will of the Father. So if I have a plan, if I have an agenda, if I have a thought, but that is not the thought of God, that is not the plan of God, that is not the heart of God for me, for my life, the mind of Christ shifts and submits and yields that the will of the Father be accomplished. Not my will, Jesus said, but thy will be done. Let me ask a question. Is there any place in your heart and mind that you exalt and want your will over God's will? Is there any place in your heart and mind, any place in your life, in my life, that we want our will over God's will, that we're unwilling to bend, that we're unwilling to yield, that we are resisting God? Our prayer today, our heart cry, this is real. Examine our own hearts. Examine our own minds. Examine the seat of my heart. What am I bent on? Where am I resisting Holy Spirit? Where am I resisting Abba Father? Where am I insisting on my way, on my will? Our prayer today, our cry today to the Lord, the kingdom sound today, God, give me a new mind. Give me the mind of Christ. It's available, but guess what? We have to permit and give God permission. We have to let and permit. The scripture said, let this mind be in you. Aha! Let it be in you. Will you let it today? Will I let it today? We have a choice. We can let the mind and permit the mind of Christ to be in us, or we can close the door to the voice of the Holy Spirit of God. We can say, not today. But I pray, and my heart's desire today is, God, give me a new mind. I pray today, God, I permit the mind of Christ to be in me. Let the mind of Christ dwell in me richly, so that I will stay on the frequency of the Holy Spirit, so I will stay yielded to God no matter what. We know in the natural, our mind is the control center for our body. If our mind is not working, our hands won't work, our feet won't work at the control center. We have an enemy. He would love to sit at the control center of our hearts and minds to dictate what we do and how we do. And of course, if we allow Satan to have that control and authority, we will not allow and do the things of God. We will not allow the mind of Christ to be in us. So today, the Lord is speaking to us about our minds, how important it is to guard. And when I say mind today, I'm going to use it synonymously with the word heart. How important it is for us to guard our hearts and minds. The enemy would love to come in and plant seeds. Our mind is a soil that can receive seed. One of the tricks of the enemy is to come in and plant seed, demonic seed, destructive seed, weeds, thorns, and thistles in the soil of our mind, seeds that are against God, seeds that are contrary to God, seeds that cause us to walk in pride and not be obedient. The mind of Christ is obedient to the Father to the full extent of obedience. The mind of Christ bows down to the will of the Father. It wants the heart of the Father. It wants the will of the Father to be accomplished. The mind of Christ. God, give me a new mind. God, give us a new mind. Help us to examine ourselves on today to see, are we operating in the mind of Christ? Whose mind are we operating in? We looked in the Word and there's so many alternate minds. There's so many alternate minds that the enemy tries to offer us. We have an enemy. He doesn't want us to walk in the mind of Christ. He doesn't want there to be a what if all believers, Christ followers, did like the scripture said and were like-minded with one mind, the mind of Christ. What if we all were with one accord with the mind of Christ, the will of God, in submission to the Father? What a transforming force we would be in the earth. And that is what God wants for his people, to walk in unity and power and in demonstration of the manifestation of Christ, of God in the earth. The enemy comes to us and he's constantly trying to be pushing us to conform to the press, to the mold of the world. The enemy desires that we not have the mind of Christ, but that we have and remain in a carnal mind. The mind of Christ is a mind that's set on the things of God. The mind of Christ is a mind that is yielded to the Father. The mind of Christ is a mind that is controlled and led by the Holy Spirit of God. The mind of Christ is led by the Holy Spirit of God. We look in the scriptures and we see Christ Jesus was led by the Spirit. He did what the Spirit led him to do. He went where the Spirit led him. He was, the mind of Christ is purposeful in the things of God, in the assignment of God. I want to do a quick contrast in the scripture, and I want to flip really quickly from Philippians 2, and I want to go to Romans 8 just for a minute. And in Romans 8, we're going to look at verse 5, and we're going to read a couple of verses. It says in Romans 8, verse 5, for contrasting the mind of Christ versus a carnal mind that the enemy wants us to be held bondage to. For they that are after the flesh do and will mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the Spirit, they will mind the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, the carnal mind is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. So then, they that are in the flesh cannot please God. My heart's desire is to please God. My heart's desire is to permit the mind of Christ to be in me. My heart's desire is to do the will of God today. I pray as you listen, that's your heart's desire. The carnal mind, the counterfeit counter mind to the mind of Christ that the enemy presents to us, is a mind that's dominated by the flesh, dominated by our emotions, dominated by our senses, is not led by the Spirit of God, is not yielded to the Spirit of God. And the scripture says it cannot be. The enemy wants, I said, to sit at the control center of our mind. He wants to use us to defy God, but that is not the will of God for you and I. The will of God is that we will obey Him, that we will love Him and walk in obedience. And the mind of Christ aligns with the heart of God, aligns with the will of God, is submitted, surrendered, yielded to God, so it can walk in obedience, so it can walk in love, so it can walk in accomplishing the will of the Father. It delights to do the will of the Father. Do you today, do I today, do we delight to do the will of the Father? Or are we bent? Are we dominated by the enemy and our sinful nature, our base nature, our fleshly carnal nature? Are we bent on the works of the flesh? Are we bent on unrighteousness today? The mind of Christ is sanctified mind. The mind of Christ is a righteous mind. The mind of Christ is a pure mind. The mind of Christ walks in holiness. The mind of Christ walks upright before God. The mind of Christ seeks and to please the Father, is surrendered. I have no will but yours. I have no agenda but yours. How do we get the mind of Christ? Repentance. As we're listening to the word today, as God is speaking to us today on our mind, I want to say this: don't focus on somebody else's mind. Don't focus on what someone else does. But today, let God minister to you and me individually about our own mind. Let us take inventory. If you remember the old Rolodexes that used to sit in people's offices on their desks, it had all of their contacts, important names and phone numbers. Let that be a visual picture today of a mind. All those different files, all those different contacts, all those different names. If God were to examine the Rolodex of our mind today, what would He find? And those Rolodex things, you could just pull that piece of paper out. What does God need to pull out of our hearts today? What does God need to pull out of our mindsets today? What does God need to destroy and uproot? I pray that we will give Him permission. First, we just repent. We acknowledge, God, my mind and heart is away from You. My mind and heart is not yielded to You. We start there with acknowledgement, with repentance, and we give Him permission. He's a gentleman. The Holy Spirit of God is a gentleman. So we give permission. Holy Spirit, I permit the mind of Christ to be in me. I yield my vessel. I yield my mind to You. And guess what? It requires that we fill our minds now with the Word of God. Our minds cannot be vacant for the use of the purpose of the enemies, but we must take action. We must take responsibility to fill and feed our minds with the things of God, to have a hunger and desire for righteousness, to have a hunger and a desire for His Word, that my mind is now good soil for the seed of the Word, the seed of truth, the light of the Word of the Lord. We permit, we give permission to, we invite and welcome the mind of Christ to be in us. And every day we pray and open up our hearts and say, God, wash my mind. The washing of the Word washes our minds. The world that we live in is very sooty. You think about a fire, all those pieces of soot blowing in the air. The world that we live in is very sooty. It is so important daily that we allow the Word of God to wash the recesses of our mind, to get in good, to scrub our minds and hearts from the filth of the world, to let the Word clean us. We've got to read our words. We've got to fill ourselves with the Word of God. It's our responsibility to stay washed and unspotted without blemish, and the Word of God does that in our lives. And prayer, pray the Word of God, pray the Scripture in our lives, and we see the Scripture bring about change in how we think and how we perceive and how we reason. The Word will do it if we allow it, if we embrace it, if we let it. I permit the mind of Christ to be in me today. I pray for God's heart and mind to abide and dwell in me richly. And that is our portion today as Christ followers. It is God's will for you to have the mind of Christ, to know the mind of Christ, to walk in the obedience of Christ. That is God's will and heart for you today. Pray with me today. God, give me a new mind. God, I permit the mind of Christ to be in me. Amen and amen, amen. I thank you today for listening. I thank you today for tuning in right here on WMIE 91.5, 100.7, 94.3, and 99.9. We thank you for listening to WMIE. We thank you for listening to Kingdom Sounds. We are a ministry of Victory International Praise Ministries located at 250 North Babcock Street in the city of Melbourne, Florida. Our church doors are open. You may come as a visitor, but you will leave as family. There is victory in Jesus. Please join Pastors Thomas and Teresa Robinson. You are welcome. You are invited to come and allow God to transform your life. Come and walk in victory. God bless you. We'll see you every Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. right here on WMIE 91.5 FM. We thank God for you. We thank God for His Word. And we thank God for Pastor Paul and the staff at WMIE. God bless you today. Be encouraged in Jesus' name.
Well, I hope you enjoyed the broadcast. Our Sunday morning service starts at 11 a.m. Tuesday night Bible study starts at 7:30 until 8:30. For more information about our services, the telephone number is 321-358-7455. You have been listening to Kingdom Sounds of Victory International Praise. Our email address is vipministries@att.net. Once again, our church address is 250